Well, we start this evening with the news you may just have heard Mary Wilson telling us about there on Drive Time. The death has been announced of Artie McGlynn, the great traditional guitar player. And joining me now on the line is Donal Lunny. Sure. This is quite shocking news, really, Donal.
Indeed. I've only known for about the last hour, and I'm still stunned. Mm. There is an enormous void left by Artie. He was a giant on the traditional scene, and he really led the charge with his innovative guitar playing and playing of reels and jigs on his Stratocaster or Telecaster, whichever, and his brilliant work with many musicians, not least of being his partner, Nulick Casey.
Yeah, Nulick Casey.
Beautiful music together. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you last speak with him, or when were you last in touch with him, Donal?
It was in the Cork, at the Cork Folk Festival, and there was a concert in the Opera House in Cork, and I was playing with Zoe Conway and Martin O'Connor, and Artie and Nulick were there and playing beautifully, but I did notice Artie was he seemed fragile at the time, you know.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that he was unwell, you know, but again, he was getting on, if you like, you know. So
yes, I see. He was 75, which I suppose that is 70 is the age that we might aspire to. But somehow Artie seemed younger than that in my eyes.
I agree. This is it's all the more sort of a surprise, and you know, it's a sad surprise.
Sorry, you wanted to say something, yeah. Donal.
I just wanted to extend my condolences to Nulick and Aoife and Orla.
In terms of what he did for the guitar, it's kind of hard to measure it. The six strings of the guitar and traditional music do not necessarily sit well together.
You're right. It's quite true. Artie actually he sort of bridged that gap, really. In his playing of tunes, he adapted tunes for himself. He was the most economic, beautifully economic of players, in that he would use a minimum of movement and chords, and just join the junctions of a tune with elegance and skill.
And I guess that is the great skill of a great musician, isn't it? It's to find the simplest of roots around what might sound like a very complex or complicated tune.
Absolutely. Artie was past master at that. He was the best I know, I think, of accomplishing that in his playing. He was just no-nonsense, would be the phrase he'd use.
Yeah. And he was such a no-nonsense man in that respect as well. You know, like he said it as he saw it. He wasn't prepared to go down some route of covering himself by saying it, half saying something. He said it straight. I'm wondering, to what extent do you think something like, you know, the fact that I was reading in a biography of his, I think on the Tara Records website, in fact, that he started playing jazz guitar when he was very young. Do you think that would have helped him in terms of approaching traditional music with guitar?
I think it would have helped him enormously. Jazz is an elevated form. It's a very, very sophisticated music form. But what it does, I think, is it opens up one's mind to the options and alternatives that exist in joining the dots in music. Mm. And Artie certainly wasn't short in that regard. He did a few sets with Nulick which drew on that area, and I thought they were sublime.
Stay with us if you would, Donal. I just want to play a little bit of Artie actually in action, because I suppose that's the best way to honour him at this moment in time. This is a tune, two tunes together, in fact, I think it is, Peter Byrne's Fancy and Creeping Dockin.
Thank you.
Peter Burns' Fancy and Creepin' Duckin' there, played by Artie McGlynn. Artie McGlynn's death was announced just as we were coming to air this evening, and Donal Lunny is speaking to me on the phone about this at the moment. Just listening to that now, I don't have the full credits of the track in front of me. Perhaps there were two guitarists playing there, but there sounded like more than one, but that wouldn't surprise me that Artie could make one instrument sound like more than one instrument, Donal.
Quite true, yeah. Well, he's using it in it's a very modal tune.
Yeah.
And he used it beautifully for that. And also, just his rhythm is so impeccable, you know.
Yeah, because it sounds, at some points during that track, I thought, is there a rhythm guitarist playing in the background there as well? And I just couldn't make it out fully, but that would make sense if he had the drone note that he was playing there, and that in the type of tune he was using would have made that more possible, would it?
But that's true, it would have. I mean, I found it difficult to tell just listening over the phone there. But
yeah.
Yeah, it could have been just a one, you know.
Yeah. Well, neither of us would be surprised to hear that. We'd be surprised to hear that it was just him, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
I mentioned the jazz aspect of his very early interest in music, but, you know, it's very difficult to pin down where exactly Artie's musical talent lay, because yes, we know him as the traditional guitarist, but I suppose playing on Avalon Sunset on the Van Morrison album 1989, that would be another type of style of playing that Artie was well capable of.
Indeed, Artie was a musical chameleon, really. I mean, he did, like, well before that, Artie played in show bands, and he was well up to the mark, you know. So playing with Van, he was MD for quite some time, I think, within Van Morrison's band, and he was a great man for the job, you know.
Yeah, and of course, it would have been well known too for his playing with you, Christy Moore, Liam O'Flynn, sadly no longer with us as well. Planksty played there for a period of time, Dan and the Van Morrison band. I mean, the list does go on and on. But I suppose for lots of people, it is actually. Obviously, it was a life collaboration as well as a musical collaboration, but those collaborations between Artie and Nollaig Casey, his wife, the fiddle player, started in 1989 with Lead the Knave. What was the quality they had together as musicians, do you think, Donal? Because I think it spoke very, very loudly in some ways to lots of people, the harmony between them.
Well, I think they're both towering musicians. Nollaig's attention to detail and her pursuit of perfection in her playing was obvious. She really had she applied her will in a rare way to every note she played. And Artie was up to it, so they were a brilliant team.
Yeah,
together, and they've made some great music.
Absolutely, and as you say, herself and his two daughters will obviously be the people who are bearing the brunt of the sad news that we're breaking this evening. Just as we finish up then, Donal, how will you remember Artie McGlynn?
Oh, I have a load of memories of him, but really his Artie, he was a very droll man as well, his sort of deadpan humour and his no-nonsense attitude to life will remain with me forever. Artie is a wonderful man.
Well, Donal, I really thank you very much for coming to speak to us about that this evening, because I know you have only heard the news in the last hour, and just processing that and to be able to speak with us live on air this evening on Arena, really appreciate your time and your generosity.
Thank you, Sean. You're welcome.
Donal Lunny there speaking to us about Artie McGlynn, and sadly we heard the news just as we were coming to air this evening that Artie McGlynn has died at the age of 75. Our yesh love dear Goro Anam Jilish. Well, indeed, lots of reaction coming in to the death of Artie McGlynn, which we told you about at the beginning of tonight's programme, and we will be returning to some of that reaction and indeed to more music from Artie McGlynn before 8 o'clock. Just time for some of the reactions that have been coming in about the death of Artie McGlynn. We spoke about it at the beginning of the programme. Very sorry to hear of the passing of the great Artie McGlynn. My thoughts at this time are with Nollaig and his family. I had the pleasure of spending some time in his company recently, and as always, it was fun. Soonest Sherry Earth Artie, says Donal O'Connor. Lynette Fay says, guitar legend Artie McGlynn has died alongside pioneer virtuoso producer with a wry wit. It was an honour to know him and work with him many times. He has left his mark on generations of musicians. Thoughts with Nollaig and his family at this time. Kieran Cannon, Minister for Diaspora. It was an honour to welcome Artie McGlynn and Nollaig Casey to our little East Galway Theatre last January. Today we're deeply saddened to hear of Artie's passing. He was one of the great innovators of our musical tradition. A true icon. May he rest in peace. And Paddy Cole, shocked to hear of the death of Artie McGlynn. Many a jazz blow we had. Lord rest his soul, says Paddy Cole. And our own John Kelly tweeting as well. I was speaking to him just before coming to Erin. He was really shocked by the news. Sad news. Another legend gone. The great Artie McGlynn. Thanks for the tunes, says John Kelly. And I think a lot of people will echo those words from John. Artie McGlynn's death announced just before we came to air this evening.